3HL 104.5 The Zone. If you're in downtown Nashville and you're outside, you're wet.
Man, you're soaked.
I never have an umbrella. Do you?
Nope.
Do you?
Nope.
I just run.
That's what I do.
That's why I wore a hat today.
Hope your car got a roof out there.
Car ain't got no roof. Well,
if it ain't got no roof, you're in trouble.
I got my rain boots on.
Are you ready, Babs?
How much you pay for those rain boots?
I got them on sale.
Okay. Every woman says that.
Yeah.
Still didn't mean that the price was much cheaper.
On sale for $220.
I said 50.
I mean, they were 50% off.
250.
She say 50 or 15?
I said 250.
No, they're not that expensive. They're hunter boots.
Listen, I got Chris. Well,
you got Chris. You got.
Yep, Chris got something for rain boots.
For what? Like a birthday?
It was for actually a costume. It was for the.
I love it when you start a story and then you realize, I probably shouldn't tell this story. I gotta stop.
That's what you just thought, huh?
I got to catch it. I got to figure out how, is it okay?
How can I tell this story without getting somebody in trouble?
So we dressed up as it. I got to show y'all the picture. And she had.
Slay looks legit as it.
I was Pennywise.
You put
and she
the
was
it
the,
and legit?
Yeah. To look.
To quit.
Yeah.
Dude, Pennywise is in Space Jam 2.
Hammer could do
it. So was.
Okay.
Oh, but
my family watched Space Jam 2 and they were not a fan.
Okay.
Did you watch it?
I was the same way until you had to realize it's not for us.
Oh no, it's not for us. It's for my 9-year-old stepson who loved it.
The only time LeBron was good was when he was actually joking on the other players. When he was trying to be a dad, it was just weird.
But you got to realize too, like when we saw Space Jam, it was 90 what? 5?
96.
I don't know.
I was 15 years old.
Yep.
So, and it was cool for me.
Right.
So
we loved it then.
Yeah, it was the truth. So
I won't lie, I love it mainly because I kept looking in the crowd to see who was making cameos.
Because
you had multiple Batman, you had multiple Jokers, multiple penguins. Like it was fun.
My 14-year-old came at me and said, "Hey, Dad, this one's better than Mike's."
See what I'm saying?
And he liked
that.
LeBron said the same thing.
He goes, Mike ahead of LeBron. Like he will argue Mike is the best.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, so he's right there.
Yeah, because I've made him watch NBA TV every once in a while when they'll show an old Jordan game. Because the people that are not of the generation to have seen Michael Jordan play live don't understand it.
No, they don't
get it because you start to look at stats and things like that, which still are amazing. But if you watch him in actual game and you understand the control he had over a game and everything went through him offensively and defensively, you get it. But he goes, this one is better than that one. But I think it's because I haven't seen it. My guess is because it looks newer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I actually might say I enjoyed this one more than the first one.
Oh, hunk.
I'm not trying to be funny. Like, I seriously finished the movie and I went, I'd watch that one again. Like, that was really fun.
I'm going
to
watch
it. Like, it was a really fun movie to watch.
I'm watching it again.
Warner Brothers did way better with using their range of characters that they own the rights to more than what they did. I'm still weirded out by the fact that Michael Jordan goes into a golf hole and Larry Bird and Bill Murray are like, man, I hope he's okay. And just walk back to the golf cart. Like, no.
They're just going
to
leave Mike in
there. Yeah, they're just like, hey, man, I hope he's all right. You think he's going to be okay? Yeah, you know, he's going to be okay.
Yeah, when Mike gets out of that hole, look out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But see, they turned LeBron into a cartoon character in this one and then turned him back human. Mike didn't get to be a cartoon character.
What's funny about him, I've heard that argument on LeBron can't act thing and the trying to be a dad thing. I've heard that from a lot of people. He is a dad.
I know, and that's why it's weird.
So just dial into your own stuff.
But when he's on the court and he's making fun of AD about his unibrow and stuff, like that was really good. Mm-hmm. Like he was really funny in that.
See, I think Slay would do a great job in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Listen. Like, I think you and Eddie are the two. Like, you could do it.
Yeah, I definitely could do it.
You could transition.
Listen, man, I was on almost the closest thing to Broadway.
Huh?
Tell us more.
In my acting career.
Tell us more.
I got as close as you could get to Broadway without getting to Broadway. I was the lead role.
Is that like 59th Street?
Broadway Nashville or Broadway New York?
I was the lead role in my high school play.
Oh.
Broadway Nashville.
Who else y'all know? Real quick, that's been Lee Roll. Y'all got 5, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Not me. Dang it. Tom Davenport?
So Babs, talk to us.
I was a Theater major my freshman year.
Yeah, but
college.
What did you star in, Babs? You see, that's what I'm saying. We got to pull this out of Babs.
To be a doctor.
That was my second semester. Then my third semester was a vet, and then
Babs.
I know. I went through everything. Ended up here.
Babs' mom was on Broadway.
Majored in communications.
Babs, can you tell us what play you in?
Guys and Dolls.
See, so imagine me and Babs. She could be Babs Bunny, and I could be me as me.
Babs was a baller in this movie, too.
Babs was a baller.
Boom. Babs Bunny was legit.
I can't paint the picture for y'all no clearer, man. That's all I'm saying. I'm painting. I'm one, two, red, yellow. I'm painting.
Come on, Brittany. Come on.
By the numbers.
Right now, I'm painting.
By the way, we all agreed that Brittany looks good now.
Yes, she does.
She's hot.
Yep. She looked like she was strung out a little bit for a long time, but.
Yeah, not a little bit.
She looks like healthy.
Yes, she does. I'm proud of her.
Although I will say she posted video of herself dancing in tennis shoes with like this really long post on her Instagram four days ago, and I'm not sure she's.
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh yeah.
So, I told you.
So you're not hashtag free Britney.
Wait. Mm. Go ahead and say it.
You were not wrong.
Twice.
In one day.
All right.
All right.
Five NFL teams receiving the most bets from people to win the Super Bowl
mm-hmm.
in the futures market. Number one, Tampa Bay.
Ah, ooh.
I'm going to start at number one and work my way down. All right. Number one, Tampa Bay. Yep. Number two, Kansas City.
That's pretty accurate. Pretty accurate.
Number three, it goes LA a little Rams. Bit here. Huh?
L.A. Rams. I'm talking for my bets.
Broncos.
Now, see, now,
the Denver Broncos are the third most bet team to win the Super Bowl.
And that's just dumb.
You know why?
Why?
Until today, everybody thought he was getting traded, that Aaron Rodgers was getting traded to Denver.
Oh,
yeah, that's still dumb.
Yeah, because that's what Slay was like, who's their quarterback?
Mm-hmm. Yep, because it is Drew Locke.
Everybody assumed. And I mean, it was within the last hour that we got details from Adam Schefter of this, you know, apparent new Aaron Rodgers deal that they're about to finish. So that's why that's on there.
Yeah, he's going to play one more, and then he can do whatever the heck he wants.
Yep. So the Instagram
story. I'll go through
those
at some point.
Of him, of Michael and Scotty, that him and Davante Adams put out, now it makes sense.
Yeah. He can do whatever in the Hawaii he wants.
Yep. And he also freed up some money for the Packers, so maybe they can sign Davante to that long-term deal.
Boom. Mm. Which goes back to Instagram. See, we're not just talking about Brittany on Instagram.
Right, it's a
lot. Sports things. Number four. And for the record, Dom was talking about Brittany, too, during the break. Dang, she does look good, right?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Number four, Buffalo Bills. Fourth most bet team in the NFL.
I don't know. That locker room looks like it's a complete Shiano show right now.
You're going to stay with Shiano.
I mean, that's my go-to.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. You've got Cole Beasley and then.
I forgot about that.
I mean, they're and then. There's like competing tweets about vaccinations and this and that. And I mean, that you can't tell me that's not going to affect the season.
Patriots dealing with a little of that, too. From Patriots 24/7, Patriots quarterback Brian Hoyer refuses to get the COVID-19 vaccine, putting his roster spot in jeopardy.
You know what Cam's saying? Thanks.
Cam's like, I've already gotten the third booster.
Yeah,
don't
Cam's
you
like,
worry.
I've had six of these things. I'm ready to go.
We're good.
Yeah, thanks, Hoyer.
Number five, NFL teams receiving the most bets to win the Super Bowl. The fifth highest number goes to the Tennessee Titans.
And there you go.
I am close on my bet. All I need is Derrick Henry. I put a W in his name.
You did. It's Monday, man.
No, you know what it is? It's Space Jam. I put the
cartoon voices.
Yeah, though. Yeah. I can't say the R's. The R's are the W's. And we.
That way, can we? I love it when he gets. Babs, why was that so easy?
I don't know what's going on today.
No, because I got something else going on in my head, too. Hey, man, that's funny.
The Titans are number five because of running back Derrick Henry.
Oh. Whew, come on, pull it in.
Just Space Jam.
Reelman.
Does that surprise y'all that they're the fifth most bet team? Well, it does me.
Yes.
Looking for value. People that don't believe in the Colts. If you don't believe in the Colts, then you go Titans as the division winner. And then, I mean, they were in the AFC Championship game 2 years ago.
Yeah, but look at what their defense was last year. And I know
that it'll be better.
It's it might not be.
No, it 100%.
It can't be worse.
It can always get worse. It cannot be worse.
It can always get worse, okay? It can always get worse. Not having this conversation with you anymore because it can always get worse. But that is why it surprises me, because there is a flat-out unknown on the defensive side of the ball. And honestly, I don't care if you score 60 points offensively in this league. If you have a defense when you're in the AFC that cannot do anything, you're not going to win.
615-737-1045, but they do have A.J. Brown. That what can we?
Yes.
Hey, man, don't do it like that.
Texas, Oklahoma, it's official. Next. HL 104.5 The Zone. You guys checking out the Olympics at all? I can't even tell when and where it's on. I know they're 14 hours ahead of us.
I tell you what.
Well, they air it at night for you.
Do they?
Yeah. Now, if I mean,
are you in tune with about?
There's like spoiler alerts, right?
But they'll air it at night, but you've already know what happens when you wake up in the morning.
But they can do live
if
stuff
you
too,
go
right?
And yeah. find so, it.
Yeah, you could. You can download the Olympic app or the Peacock app, and you can watch it live.
You can get it with your Xfinity.
So you got to watch. You could either watch USA lose live at basketball, or you could watch it in the replay when they lose at basketball.
Good job, yeah, Hunk.
Thank you.
By the way, rhythm is a dancer. Nice pull. I used that earlier. Go ahead.
You sure did. I was going to put together a team.
You were going to put together a team?
Yeah, U.S. basketball team?
Yep, that can go beat.
That could do USA better team. Than what's going on right now?
Yep. I can put together a team. I'm going to do it during the break.
But here's the problem, though. What, we don't know who wants to or doesn't want to play, or who was approached and asked to play and declined or doesn't, you know?
Whoever left John Morant off this team is an idiot.
We don't know. But we don't know if John Morant didn't want to play either.
But he tweeted, like, how dare you leave me off, basically. He didn't say that, but.
Well, and then he came back and a day later tweeted, everybody thinks they know what's going on by one tweet. It's not what you think it is,
So you know what you got to do, Babs? You got to get them to sign a contract. Eight-year or four-year deal where you will play for the USA team. Then you know,
like in the world championships and everything.
Then you know what team you have going forward. Huh. Like, you can't wait till, hey, the Olympics is next year. Let's see who we can get. Man, that ain't gonna work.
To me, it felt like
even we gotta leave in 2 months.
Right.
So want to play?
Like. Yep. That's what
it felt like a last minute. Thing, and I know that we aren't privy to conversations and communication inside of putting that team together, but that is absolutely what it felt like.
I mean, three of their 12 players came after the NBA Finals.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, they got there on Saturday. They played on Sunday.
With a
14-hour time difference?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right, yep.
That ain't easy, man.
Not only the ride, but then adjusting to the
time.
Jet
lag is a real thing.
Oh, it's every bit of real.
I remember my first ever trip to South Africa. And I was young and in shape and all of those things, and it kicked my butt. Oh,
that's real. It's real. So I think that's what they got to do. But like I said, man, the older vets of USA basketball got to take their hands off, man, get some new blood in them. It's that simple. Grant Hill was a good adjustment. Good adjustment. Good addition to USA basketball. Need to make more. Honestly, we talked about it.
Pop's
not, he's
not the right guy.
No. Mm-mm. Coach K was way more relatable to the guys, and he let the guys be them. And he looked like he let the guys figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, we're in a room. Y'all got to figure. Listen, we know what our goal is. How do we reach this goal? Not, hey, man, this is our goal. Now, these are the steps we need to take to get to the goal. You can't figure that out for these guys.
No, I mean, Pop seems like a rigid personality type.
Without question.
So he can work within the framework of the team that he puts together.
There you go.
To run his system. There you go. When you start talking about all-star guys.
There you go.
That are very similar in skill set.
Look how he won his championships. It's not three, four, five guys. Yeah.
So what kind of coach would you go with to instead of Pop? Would you go college again?
Like, or no, would you try to go NBA? I would just go with a younger NBA coach, a guy that's
Steve Nash or something like that.
Imani Williams.
Imani Williams.
I'll go with somebody that can really relate to the players. I think Doc Rivers is a little too old for it. I think you got to have a guy like Thibodeau on the bench. You know what I mean? Defensive minded. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to, man, this is a pot of gumbo you're going out there with. You got to get the flavors right, man. They just putting anything in there. You got two different sausages, and like, we just need one sausage in there. Like, y'all keep putting, nah, man, we want pork sausage and turkey sausage and beef. Like,
too many jokes, Hunk. Rolling right through my head.
Turn my mic off.
But I'm just saying, man, that ain't right. Like, that ain't right. It's not right.
It's a hilarious comparison that you just made, but it's a really clearly painted picture when you put it that way, too, though. Yes, yeah. Because, you know, I said in the beginning when they lost those exhibition games, and I said, watch out. Yes, mm-hmm. Better be concerned.
Right.
You know, and there were quite a few people that were like, it's just exhibition. Who cares? Not mm-hmm. a big deal. And I'm like, no, this is a sign. Now, you said then, you did say it's just exhibition.
I did say exhibition.
But you also said then, this team is not put together well. Nope. It's not the right people together. Yep. It's not the right coach. It's not. You said all of that back then.
Yep.
You said it still is just exhibition. They're trying to learn each other and all of that. But you did say from the get-go that this is not a well-crafted team.
And going off the air on Wednesday, I said, like, don't be surprised if France beats them. Don't be surprised if France beats the United States.
Now, guess what?
They go.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
In case you missed it.
Yeah, like, and they going to run the funny thing. They're going to run through Czech Republic and the other team that's in their pool play. I forgot the name of the team. And then everybody's going to be thinking, oh, man, they're back. They're not back.
It's embarrassing. I'm sorry, but you're representing the United States of America. You can't find people that want to play.
So that's the part that's embarrassing. Them losing to me isn't the embarrassment.
It's frustrating.
It's the Dream Team's fault, man. It's the Dream Team's fault for setting this bar.
Because they set the bar high?
Yeah, but you got all
the bar should be set high. Hall of Famers. The NBA is in the United States of America.
I'm agreeing with you. What I'm saying is, just because the standard has been set and all of a sudden the NBA guys are playing in the Olympics doesn't mean it's not other NBA guys playing in the Olympics for other countries as well.
Yeah. Right.
So the reason they are able to run through it is because the best of the best NBA guys are playing. That's different. Coach K, it was easy for those guys to go play for Coach K. When you ask them, when they always ask, yes, it's the redeem team, and yes, when they came back, we want to send Coach K out the right way. I doubt if somebody's saying we want to send Pop out the right way. So
what you're saying is that 2024 team's going to be lit.
Oh, somebody in trouble. Yeah, that's one thing about the U.S. Like, once we blunder and fall, we going to come back. It's going to be with a vengeance. But you got to go through this part.
Slay's quote, if you missed it, this is a pot of gumbo. There are too many flavors.
You can't have different sausage.
And then he went on some sausage rant I'll just leave hanging out.
Yeah, that was the truth.
You got too many sausages.
Yeah, you got different kinds. Turkey sausage, Polish sausage, pork sausage, beef sausage. Too much.
No Kaneka?
Salami, picante.
Bacon.
Yeah, a lot of kind of little, like, we don't need all that. We just need something. Yeah, you know what
stew
I mean?
Stew it right.
Just one piece of sausage, man.
Yeah, we don't want stew. We want gumbo. Stew, you can put anything. You might find an old sock. Like on the cartoons, you got the old socks. If somebody pull out an old shoe, like, yeah, they really put their foot in it, and it's a sock to come out. No, we want gumbo.
Wascally Wabbit.
Yeah, see?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Elmer Fudd will pull that song out of there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
615-737-1045. Tony the Stud, next up on 3HL. What up, Tony?
What's going on, guys? How you doing today?
Good, man.
Hey, Tony, you are relaxed.
I got a bunch. Well, some days I am. I got a bunch of quick hot takes for y'all today. Are you ready?
Hit us.
All right, first one is, it's not really a question. It's more of a statement. Ron, you do wear your socks at night, don't you?
No, what? What fool would
Did you forget about our basketball game yet? Haven't heard anything on that.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Summer's ending, like 100 degrees outside.
Easy to
Why
find.
Are you ducking me again, Ron?
So easy to find.
100 degrees. Don Davenport.
Real quick, here's the thing about Slay. Yeah. He always has his basketball shorts on ready.
It's a guarantee.
Ready.
Well, I mean,
ready.
Listen, if he's coaching, he can come and play. He's got time.
He had him on Friday. He was ready to go.
They just didn't let me go.
Hey, look, I'm ready right now. Come down right now.
Well, we're working. We're working, Tony.
Hey, in all seriousness,
I'm not on Amazon right now. I'm actually door dashing at the moment.
So nice.
There we go.
See you soon.
I got a little side hustle.
They are putting goals up at our radio station. They just haven't done it.
Did you find out about that?
They're just laying out there
now. Oh, my gosh. There's going to be so many injuries that happen in our parking lot.
First game is Tony the Stud and Ron Slay. This has been way over. Second hot take. Don Davenport is both. It's not even really close. It's kind of like comparing Jennifer Aniston to the rest of the world. Don Davenport is both hotter and cooler than both Megan Fox and Britney Spears, hands down. There's no question.
I agree.
Did you say cooler or crazier?
I said cooler.
No, cooler. Like, I don't even know. Anybody outside of Nashville that doesn't know Don, like, they, goodness, that race is not even. I mean, and by the way, Ron's talking about he could be in a movie. Well, I mean, you guys pretty much are on TV every day, on Twitch TV, YouTube TV. So you guys already have TV personalities. Don's been on TV. Ron's been on TV. Brent, I don't know. I'm sure you've been.
Brent was on TV when y'all went got your vaccination together.
Well, that's true. Yes, we did, and it was him, by the way. Yeah, I remember. So it was Brent that kind of persuaded me that day at Game 6 of the Prince to get my vaccination. All right, and last hot take here. Deshaun Watson deserves to be banned from the NFL for like ever. Like, I don't think that he should play football anymore. Actually, I think that he should be suspended until this investigation is over. Because, I'm not saying there's anything concrete, but I mean, 25, give me a break.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's like saying,
hey, I stole a brick. No, I didn't. I didn't take any. But they you know, 25 people came out and said that I stole that brick. And I probably took that brick. You know what I mean? So like, I'm telling you, I don't care if it's one or five. It's a very disgusting thing to find yourself in the news media for. I think Deshaun Watson, good player or not, he's going to have to, if this stuff is true, he needs to pay the price for this. They need to do something in the NFL until this investigation's over. I think it's sickening. Love you guys as always.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
I think if was a fifth. That's first and foremost. Second off.
Wait. If what?
He said if at the end of it. If this is true. But before that, he said, I think he ought to be, you can't come back with if after that.
No, and it's tricky because they're civil suits.
Yeah.
So even if found guilty, that doesn't mean he legally.
Right. Did anything. Yeah. But this is my thing.
Was found guilty legally of doing anything. Yes.
People have said I pulled the fire alarm for years.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
I'm just saying. And I, listen.
Your accomplice hasn't come forward.
Yeah. And so guess what? My word versus. The million.
Listen, Buck Fitzgerald thinks you pulled it.
Yeah, Buck's a fool.
I'm wearing the name Fitzgerald on the back of your shirt right now.
Shout out to Marcus Fitzgerald Jr., my guy, man. I went to my first NIL event.
Yeah, so you...
That was pretty dope.
You texted us that, and I said, I'm sorry, are you kidding me? No. This is a real thing now? Like, we not only Babs. Are there scholarship signings now, there are now NIL signings.
Babs, it was, to be in the environment was crazy to see it going down. All I could see was me. Like, dude,
like back in
that
the day.
Like, this is amazing. Like, it's, I'm speechless.
So like, did he choose Pepsi, Dr. Pepper? Coke,
no, he has a soon to be a water endorsement.
Really?
Yeah, at the time he was selling the shirts, the one. And what was it? It was one more. I forgot what it was, but it was like, it's crazy, man. Like this, we moving in a different space, man. We're moving in a different space. Like, kudos to it. But this is another thing. You got to be careful, man. Like, we talked about, like, what's going to happen in the locker rooms and stuff like that.
Can you already see it? Bubbling?
Not from their team. Like their team came over and was supporting them and everything. I'm just saying, like, if I'm at Alabama.
But you, like, see, like, the in-depth part of it just because you're right there to witness how it goes.
Yeah. By your quarterback.
Yeah.
And I may still be eating ramen noodles.
Let me ask you this. That's not any different than when you get to the professional level.
Very true.
It's not, I mean, that's not any different. Like, and you don't, I mean, that.
But.
Is it because they're older, more mature?
What I think it is, I think it's more so if everybody eats and everybody gets paid. At this level, the windows open more.
You
really can see, like, I can get to college. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's not going pro. Like, I think they understand that.
Right.
But college, I know I can get to college. You know what I'm saying? I know I can be the 10th man or the 11th man. I still don't get to get that as far as seven figures.
Yeah.
Whew. Man, you got to have a strong nucleus, and there's going to be a lot on these coaches.
These
egos, and boy, it could get ugly. But shout out to my guy LaMarcus, man. He did this thing. It's beautiful. It is beautiful. And he's on the team with Hersey Miller, who signed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A million.
Yeah, she's getting it done, man.
Now you're like, okay, maybe that's not so crazy. Because when you first heard that deal, you thought that's insane.
Yes.
Right? But now you hear, you know, Alabama quarterback easily hitting seven figures, and you think, well, maybe it's not that crazy.
And you know what's funny, Babs? With Bryce Young and Hersey Miller, name what game they've already played in.
Yeah.
That's what's even crazier.
That's what's like, insane,
they didn't
right?
They play the game. Like, at least LaMarcus didn't play the game. Like, oh, it's rough.
All right, we didn't get to Texas, Oklahoma. We'll do that when we come back. Texas A&M came around quickly. Their president with a quote over the weekend. Big 12 executive committee met today. They've got a statement they put out, and now Oklahoma State's president going scorched earth on Oklahoma. All that coming up. Stay tuned. 3HL 104.5 The Zone. This comes from me saying Slay put the I in too legit to quit. Or the it. You put the it in legit. That's what it was.
Hey. But more.
Who put Gerardo in this song? I forgot about that.
Who? Who?
Ever sounds like Gerardo in that lyric. Texas A&M came around quickly over the weekend. Quote, since 2011, this is the president of the university. We have been a proud member of the best athletic conference in history, and we look forward to continued success in our SEC partnership for many years to come. 14-0. That's going to be the vote. 14-0.
That was fast.
Very.
Did Sankey email them and say, hey, 60 million?
Or do you think it was done on purpose by Texas A&M? Like, hey, listen, we're in, but we're going to have to soften this because our fan base.
That's
is
what
like,
I said.
Forget this.
Remember when I said, does Raj Bjork really believe what he's saying, or is he acting like an arm of the fan base and just wants them to think, hey, we're against
has
this.
To make sure. Yeah.
All those guys want the money. All of them.
All of them want the money.
All of them. Because you get the money,
you're talking
and then
about
you get the power.
A 45 million to a 60 million, though? I mean,
Ross Dellinger, SEC presidents have called a meeting for Thursday. Texas and Oklahoma took the first step in joining the league today. The second step is applying for membership, which is expected but has not yet happened as of Monday at 4 o'clock. This is the problem with getting, like, national college football writer on. They all say, situation's too fluid. I'm working.
We tried multiple people that all said the exact same thing. This is way too fluid to comment.
Third step, SEC presidential vote, which will be 14-0.
So on that call, is it kind of like what we talked about the Big 12? Does Texas and Oklahoma just come in waving? Hi, guys.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, and Texas has to give up that whole air of, you know, we're the big bad boy in the conference and every decision made goes through us and all that stuff, because that's going away.
It's over.
Longhorn Network, see ya.
Yep, that's gone. And that's, I mean, that's 15 mil in the University of Texas pocket. So
right.
Clearly it has to be enough to make up for that.
Also, the thought is that they're going to pay to get out early. Because that's just going to be, like, if you know you're leaving the conference in, like, 2025, but you're still playing for 21, 22, 23, like, what's media days going to look like next year in the Big 12?
You also have to think about also is where the Big 12 championship game is played in college football is played in Texas. Does Jerry Jones now try to say, hey, look, can we sit out a rotator where 1 year it's in Texas, 1 year it's in Georgia? We go back and forth since now we have more of an interest.
Yeah, money talks.
Big 12 executive committee met today, league trying to keep Texas and Oklahoma. Bob Bowlesby, quote, the executive committee expressed a willingness to discuss proposals that would strengthen the conference and be mutually beneficial to OU and UT as well as other members. Yeah, no, they're not having that. Good luck with that. And then the Oklahoma State president, Dr. Shrum, she says, or she didn't say, she wrote, we believe these conversations, which developed over a long period of time, are in clear breach of the bylaws of the Big 12 Conference and broke a bond of trust between our universities in existence for decades. It is difficult to understand how an Oklahoma institution of higher education would follow the University of Texas to the detriment of the state of Oklahoma. Nevertheless, we are turning our eyes to the future and looking at what is best for Oklahoma State University. Over the last few days, I've received countless phone calls, texts, and emails from highly ranked officials and members of the Cowboy family showing their support for OSU as we navigate the road ahead. Regardless of what comes next, OSU is dedicated to the state of Oklahoma. We remain confident Oklahoma State is in the strongest position we have ever been in, and I'm excited about the future of Oklahoma State University, our land-grant mission, world-class faculty, and top-notch athletic programs. In other words, kick rocks. What does Buck say? Just shoot them into the sun? That's basically what she said about Oklahoma.
Kick rocks.
I've never said that in my life. Ever.
Yeah.
How did that just happen?
I don't know, but I like it.
Well, I was like, what should I say here?
I mean,
like,
do you guys remember?
Basically, she's saying kiss my Arkansas, yeah, but.
Yeah. Right. No, I like rocks better. Like this time last week, we were all sitting there at SEC Media Days. None of this even on the table.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
None of it.
That fast.
Waiting for Tennessee and Alabama to come in the next day.
Yeah.
None of it
on the
Commissioner
table.
Walking around doing interviews.
Yep. Not even a
hanging
week.
Out.
It didn't even take a week.
There had been nothing leaked about this at all. Like at least with, you know, college football playoff expansion, like that has been, that is constantly talked about. Mm-hmm. Like every day. SEC expansion has been talked about, right? It's been brought up, but not as in it's going to happen soon. And I understand that if you look at the TV contracts.
Like in a week soon.
Right. Well, I mean, according to the TV contracts, obviously, they will stay in the Big 12 until 2024.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening. What was it? When Texas A&M and Missouri joined, I think they had like 3 years left.
Yeah.
In their conferences.
And they paid to get out.
And they paid.
Right?
And
the next year they were in the SEC. Yeah.
And again,
it was announced in 2011 and they were in the SEC in 2012.
And remember everything else, expansion, television networks, the SEC is actually kind of waited a lot of times. Like they weren't the first to do conference expansion. They weren't the first to get their own television network. With this, they just said, screw it, we're going big. And
yeah, that's why
it.
I think this is a part of a bigger plan.
Yeah.
I think it's much bigger than Texas and Oklahoma. We talked about the day it came down.
I think
it just feels bigger than this.
2024, we could have our super conferences done.
No Big 12.
What about that Wild A report that came out over the weekend that the SEC wants to go to 20 and they're talking to Clemson, Florida State, Ohio State, Michigan? Can you imagine?
Yeah, shut it on down.
I mean,
shut the rest of the nation down.
That's its own league. That's its own league.
It is over.
And it goes from it just means more to it just means everything.
Yeah.
No, every bit of everything.
This is it.
This is it.
They start negotiating their own New Year's Six deals.
Yeah, that'd be tough. Who did you did,
crazy times?
Did we ever? Did you guys discuss who got their feelings hurt and spilled the beans?
Oh, it had to be A&M, right?
A&M. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. What if it wasn't that their feelings were hurt? This was just, hey,
a PR thing.
We got to pick
this. Act mad.
We got to act like this for our fan base.
Right.
But we're good. We're all in.
We like this
behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It just happened to come out on the day Texas A&M was in Hoover.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Ross Bjork was down there, too. The only AD down there. Funny how that happened.
Who talked about Ross Bjork?
Barrett Salee had Ross Bjork on his radio show on SiriusXM. This is what he had to say. Ross Bjork, Texas A&M AD. Immediately had a statement. I mean, when this...
Totally softening.
Yeah, when these reports came out... in the Houston Chronicle last Wednesday, I know because that's when we had the commissioner on, like an hour after the reports came on.
Yep.
He looked like in the cartoons when the guy gets hit by the anvil, like it just gets dropped on his head. That's what he looked like. This is the most like confident, energetic guy you'll meet.
Yeah.
And that day it looked like he'd been hit in the head with an anvil. He just kind of slumped in the chair.
Yeah, it was rough.
It's like, dang, I was just trying to get out of Hoover before this happened.
You guys just asked me three questions about something. I'm not going to give you a comment. Can we move on to something else, please?
Yeah.
Basically. And then Slay snuck another one in at
the horns down.
Yeah. What if somebody goes horns down?
Well, Gator Chomp.
And
I mean,
look,
Gator Chomp.
Yeah, and then he's like, no, I mean, like Gator Chomp. You know, whatever.
He said, that's a much better one.
The look he gave Slay when Slay said horns down was like,
Slay, really?
Oh, no. Man.
That's like, yeah, I went off. I messed with Sankey. I switched. He said when I said
like,
good.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a better one. Yeah.
And then he had the old joke on Kirby. That was pretty good. You can hear that entire interview on the podcast section of the webpage, 1045thezone.com. Get the 3HL podcast where you get podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe, and you'll be ready to roll. Then you had the Missouri player on the podium go, listen, man, if they can't take a horns down.
This ain't the conference.
What are they going to do in the conference?
Yeah.
Think about when LSU gets their quarterback's phone number and everybody's calling it the night before the game.
They're getting nasty over here in this SEC, boy.
Who was the basketball player for Florida that was dating like the Playboy model? And then everybody had boards made in Knoxville with like. That might have been your guy, Mike Miller. No, it wasn't Mike Miller.
It was a little after him.
I'll have to think about that. But there were guys that had pictures of her up in the student section, and they made them take him down.
Yep.
But still, I mean, we're still bigger in the SEC, man. We're coming at you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's no regard to family or nothing.
And if any of our schools have their foot on your neck, they ain't letting you up.
It ain't getting up. Yeah, no. You might need to tap out and just reset.
Speaking of reset, we'll do that when we come back. 3HL 104.5 The Zone.